every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbag Nation, great to be back with you. I'll tell you right off the hop, I don't think Nolan and I are going to get through everything that's happened in the last week with the winter meetings. Highs, lows, likes, dislikes. We'll try to cover as much as we can. Obviously, we'll keep our eyes on the phone during this episode to hopefully be as up-to-date as we possibly can. And yeah, I mean, lots going on all across baseball, all spectrums, from the Veterans Committee on Sunday night with the Hall of Fame. We'll talk about that. And first overall pick obviously goes to the Chicago White Sox. Talk about that briefly, not too much on that one, but really the big signings. Some more players, some more of the big boys off the board, and how that impacts the other teams, how it impacts the teams that got some of those players and stuff. And certainly looks like it's shaping up, like Nolan and I started talking about way back the early part of September, honestly. Depending on what the Dodgers do in the offseason, if you're a National League team, there might not be a lot of action in 2026 other than selling off more than buying. American League's you're probably all in. So again, we'll hammer our way through that to the best of our ability on tonight's show, and hopefully enjoy it. Getting our thoughts and opinions, and obviously please send in your thoughts and opinions as well. You know where you can do that. You can do that to Nolan and myself on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Please follow us, keep up to date with us, and we'll go from there. So before we get going, though, as always, we do want to thank all of you for being a part of the nation. Sharon, player, parent, coach, fan, every facet of it. To all our servicemen and women around the world, thank you, thank you, thank you for doing what you do each and every day so Nolan, myself, and the rest of the nation can do what we do, and that's be a part of baseball. That's the bottom line. So, again, lots to talk about, a ton to talk about. If you've been out there as this week and still playing or doing your off-season training, whatever involvement you are or whatever stage you are, however you like to slice it and dice it, we hope that it was a good week. We hope that you got up there and you got up and got dirty. No question about it. So anyways, settle in, get that favorite drink, wherever you like to listen to us, however you like to listen to us, because Nolan and I got a lot to talk about on tonight's show. And a last thing, heads up, Nolan does have a bit of a head cold. So if he sounds a little bit off, that's why. So we'll be right back here after the break.
Nugget bells, nugget bells, nuggets all the way.
Hi, I'm Kylie.
I'm John.
And I'm Garrison.
And a little thing we love about the 30-count Chick-fil-A nuggets
is sharing them when we cut down the Christmas tree.
We will pack the car with gifts. And, of course, we go and pick up our family's favorite nuggets.
Every nugget is tasty times quadrillion.
And we get all the sides.
Yeah, the ooey-gooey mac and cheese is a big hit.
Share the nuggets, share the joy. Order the 30-count Chick-fil-A nuggets on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Stay cozy, stay home, and still save big online during Lowe's December Deal Drops. Right now, get two free select tools from DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt when you buy a select battery or combo kit. Plus, all rewards members get free standard shipping. Shop new December Deal Drops on Lowe's.com every week. Lowe's, we help, you save. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska or Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
Kohl's Customer Appreciation Event is here, right in time for the gift exchange. Even though everyone pretends gifting isn't a competition, it kinda is. At Kohl's, save on gifts everyone will fight over. From sweaters and flannels to air fryers, toaster ovens, and more. Because deep down, the gift exchange isn't just about giving. It's also about winning. Shop Kohl's and save on top gifts now. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offers end December 14th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wine, spirits, beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so, so many gifts to explore when you go, go to Total Wine and more. Bottle so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Price so amazingly low, low, low.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
FIFA World Cup 2026 is coming soon, but your opportunity to be there starts now through an exclusive offer with an eligible Bank of America Visa credit card. For a limited time, become a new customized cash rewards or unlimited cash rewards Visa credit card holder, and you will be eligible for a chance to purchase FIFA World Cup 2026 tickets. Learn more at bofa.com/cardfwc26. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be the official bank of FIFA World Cup 2026. Bank of America NA in partnership with Visa. Terms apply. Rewards reserved.
Let's go.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. I'm going to jump in right off the top instead of Nolan for this one. And we're going to break in right off of Sunday night. Obviously, the Veterans Committee makes the announcement. Congratulations, Mr. Jeff Kent, on becoming the next Baseball Hall of Fame member for 2026. So well deserved, obviously. And that's why he's in. That's the bottom line. So I don't want to dwell on that one other than very big congratulations. Carlos Delgado got close. Let's talk about the people that didn't get in. For me, Donnie Mattingly. Nolan, I realize Donnie is a coach to you. I saw him as a player. I'm devastated, to be quite honest with you. I'm devastated for baseball, not for me personally, or just me personally, but I saw him as a player, and I've seen him for the last 25 to 30 years as a coach. So the bottom line for me is Baseball Hall of Fame is, and Nolan and I talked about it, and it's making the game better. I mean, obviously as a player, you have to be the elite of the elite of the elite to qualify. You have to be clean. Nolan is going to talk about that section of it. It's starting to look like you have to be a lot more clean. But for me, not having Donnie Baseball get in was devastating. It truly was devastating. I don't know what you think, Dirtbags, but you know, I look at what he did. Obviously, everybody out there, we've got all the information now. We know as a player, he's equal to other first basemen that are in the Hall of Fame. But he's also carried on, and not for selfish reasons. He's not one of these guys that carried on and stayed in it as a coaching and manager for selfish reasons. Nolan, you and I'm going to let you jump in. I mean, just look at Vladimir Guerrero Jr. alone, the defensive improvement that he has excelled with working with Donnie Mattingly over the last, 3-4 years. Forget about the Dodgers and the Marlins and all the other stuff that, you know, Donnie made great players. You know it if that's your team. But for us locally or whatever, and that alone, the improvement, like the guy just keeps doing stuff. And I think he genuinely does it, Nolan.
Yeah, I mean, Donnie Baseball, obviously the job that he did, and obviously it wasn't just with Vlady Guerrero Jr., but I mean, you look at it, right? And Vlady Guerrero Jr. was not necessarily a defensive liability at first base, but he certainly was a subpar defensive first baseman. Pretty good bat at times. But, I mean, really outside of that 1 year, 21, I think, when he finished runner-up in the MVP there, like, really, he had never lived up to the potential. Donnie comes in, and, I mean, even the offensive numbers still aren't necessarily great, but this year you saw a lot more clutch hits out of him. Like, the end of the day stats to me, obviously, they were what they were. Obviously, the playoff stats for Vladdy this year were through the roof, right? Like, the guy just showed up and showed out. But, I mean, you got to, like, Donnie Baseball definitely had a factor in that. And, I mean, you can tell right from the hop, like, those two got together, they worked hard together, and obviously it panned out for the Blue Jays. Obviously, it's tough to see Donnie Baseball go. Tough to see him not get into the Hall of Fame. Obviously, I never got to see him play, but I'm just looking at it right, and he had the stats, he had the numbers. Never had the World Series title, unfortunately, but overall, I mean, for better part of his career, he was one of the best first basemen in baseball when I'm looking at his stats, right?
Well, like you said, right? You know, the Baseball Hall of Fame is more than has the ability to be more than just a great player, a great manager. It's an ambassador to the game of baseball. And like you said, Vladdy alone, you look at the maturation of value, not just on defense and offense, as the complete all-around player. 2-3 years ago, us included, were like, if I'm the Blue Jays, I'm not giving Vladdy Guerrero any of that money. He also had a way in shaping that, his understanding. Hey, you know what? Be a great teammate, be a great club host guy, be great in the community, and be great on the field. You'll get your money. You'll get your money. And I know he heard it from his dad. His dad's a Hall of Famer in that growing up. Vladdy Guerrero we're talking about. But the bottom line is that was devastating for me. So Dale Murphy, if you're a Dale Murphy fan, I'm sure it's the same type of thing. I saw him a little bit, but we didn't have cable TV back then. We didn't have all this streaming and everything else that they have nowadays. So I just can't dive in enough on Dale Murphy or whatever, other than the numbers are there and it's legit too. So, but I want to jump over to yours now, Nolan. We talk about all-encompassing as part of the Hall of Fame. Builders get in. Well, I look at Donnie Baseball as a builder, but we go to the other side of the table. Obviously, for the next 3 years anyways, your Hall of Fame generation, my players that I grew up on as well, or, you know, got to see as an adult, PED related, they got another X beside their name. They're done for 3 more years.
Yeah, I think it's just time to take them off. And I was hearing the guys that they left off, and they left off some pretty prominent names. Like a guy like Jimmy Edmonds, to me, is a guy that got sewered on his, because he was a one-and-done guy. And obviously, Cardinals bias here. But I'm like, Jimmy Edmonds has a legitimate case for being in the Hall of Fame, considering he was the best center fielder in the game for better part of my childhood.
You're seeing a lot of those smart people that dive into these types of things starting to talk about all those players that don't even get the opportunity and get bypassed even with the Veterans Committee, right? Because there's a logjam. And like they said, we've seen it all week and heard about it long before that. It's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So there's no perfect way to getting into the Hall of Fame. And you're going to miss out on some people or whatever. And that. With the steroid PED case, guys, Everybody out there, the fans, are we just over trying to complicate this? And because I heard one person finally say, I think it's as simple, and that's what I've always said, it's as simple as it's not a hard decision. It's because they've had cheating in baseball, caffeine and uppers and downers and stuff like that, but they were never illegal in society. And that's what I've always said when people ask me about that. The unfortunate part for these guys, they were Hall of Fame players, but they did something that was illegal in society. Now, not all of them got 100% proven guilty. That's the crappy part.
Well, there's guys, here's the thing to me, there's guys in the Hall of Fame that they, like the people that took the steroids, the other boys that are being held out, they're like, listen, we can point to 5 to 10 of these guys over the past few years. Obviously, you hear about David Ortiz, you hear about your Pudge Rodriguez, your guys like that, like the 90s and early 2000s boys. And to me, I mean, it's a no-brainer. I think they should all be in the Hall of Fame, purely because those guys were the guys that saved baseball for my generation. Without them, post-lockout, there was legitimate no fans showing up at the stadiums until 98 when Sosa and McGuire got going at it and Bonds joined the hunt in 2001. Now, Bonds obviously wasn't as cool, but I mean, still at the same time, you're looking at it. Those two boys, they brought back baseball. I'm like, steroids or not, you still got to hit a baseball.
I agree with you. They did. I mean, they're paying the piper for bringing back baseball. And I think it's pretty common knowledge, too. Barry Bonds looked at Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire and was like, I'm a Hall of Famer already. And he was. He was one of those guys that you could see being in the Hall of Fame. He wasn't obviously jacked like he became. So he goes, oh, my God, they're making tens of millions of dollars at that point in time. I want to share that as well. And that's always been around, right? My other thing, Nolan, is you start voting them in. Do you have to go back and do the Pete Rose? Do you have to go back and do the Shoeless Joe Jackson?
Well, I won't be surprised if Pete Rose gets inducted in his next go around. Like, tell you the truth, I mean, Manfred even said it, like, basically right after, unfortunately, his passing, that he said, okay, posthumously, he's allowed to get back in. Yeah. He served his life sentence, which was a crazy thing to say, but he said it.
Yeah, absolutely. And one bit of comedy there for the last minute of this segment, Dirtbags. I did see a social media post from President Donald Trump saying that for Roger Clemens, you know, not getting in, he should sue the hell out of the out of MLB. And I think we've talked about it before on this show. I think that's another misconception about the Baseball Hall of Fame. It's not actually Major League Baseball. It has nothing to do with them. So it's an independent thing, and we forget about that. So, unfortunately, they do have that right to vote however they want to vote. We can like it, we can hate it, we can dislike everything in between. But it has nothing to really do with Major League Baseball as the corporation, as the business, as the sport. It's just related off of the statistics that end up happening to a player, a coach, a manager, a builder. So we're going to be right back here after the break, Dirtbags, and we're just going to keep getting after it.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Do you own an annuity? Either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Obviously, talking about the Hall of Fame before the break. Let's slide over to Tuesday night. Nolan, draft lottery goes down. Chicago White Sox, number one overall pick.
Yeah, as far as I know, I think that's the first time that the first overall team actually won the first overall pick.
Since they started doing the lottery.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, that's kind of cool. Chicago White Sox, they got to feel pretty happy about that, especially with the young core that they got coming up. Obviously, they got two young catchers. Both of them are drawing trade interest as we currently speak. But I don't, like, if I was the White Sox, I'm not trading either of them just yet. No point.
I think I'd stay focused on Robert, wouldn't you?
Oh, 100%. So, yeah, I mean, you're looking at it, right? And obviously, you got some young, good players that just came up. It's going to be all part of the young core and the young nucleus. So, I mean, it sounds like the shortstop, drawing a blank on his name.
Montgomery?
No, not on the White Sox, the number one overall prospect.
Oh, okay.
Drawing a blank on his name right now. But, I mean, the way that they were talking about him is he's a can't miss. Like, he's about as surefire get. And they were like, this is the first time in years that we've had one of these guys coming into the majors. Like, supposedly the best shortstop they've had since Troy Tulowitzki coming out of college. I'm like, that in and of itself, if you can get Troy Tulowitzki, you're going to get some butts in seats to watch this kid.
Yeah, for sure. And you got to be excited about Shane Smith, the Rule 5 draft pick last year, gets the all-star nod. Montgomery, like we talked about, Teal, the other catcher that's, you know, on the board. There's some pieces there. They're definitely moving in the right direction, and they're going to have to take a bit of time to get there, but you got to be excited about that for sure. So let's slide right over now, Nolan. Today comes out. I don't want to step on your toes or whatever. I think it's, you know, a happy moment for you, but the 2026 Ford Frick Award winner, Joe Buck. Second youngest behind Vin Scully to get nominated into it. So another Hall of Fame member, along with his dad, obviously, in that. You go back to your Cardinals connection and so much more, obviously. The range that Joe Buck has been able to do in his career and stuff like that, that's got to mean something to you, though, as a you know, broadcaster in a sense yourself, just a fan of that side of the game.
Yeah, I mean, like, obviously, I went to school for broadcasting. The Bucks were, well, mainly Joe, not Jack, obviously. But Joe was obviously kind of a part of me growing up and watching television, especially sports on a weekend, right? Obviously, as I got older, he did less of the baseball. But, I mean, I'm still thinking back. Obviously, he did the 2011 World Series with the Cardinals in it. And you can tell that obviously meant something to him. Like, especially like you said, with the St. Louis connection and everything like that. This year, obviously, goes back and does a few games with Carey, like Harry Carey's grandson. And they obviously seem to hit it off. But, I mean, that was the connection from way back in the day, was Carey and Buck. And now you get to see them carry on the tradition, air quotations, a few times a year. Like, that's a pretty cool thing.
That's a great point, Nolan. I'm going to ask you that because you're obviously in tune with the NFL and a big fan of the NFL. But you and I have talked about it a lot this season, that the NFL is just not the same right now. They're in a bit of it doesn't seem to matter what games line up. They look good preseason, and then somehow they don't turn out. The mass majority, not all the time, but the mass majority of them. So obviously Joe steps down from baseball to work with his man, Troy Aikman, Monday Night Football. Joe was on today on the winter meetings, talking about the award and stuff like that. And he certainly said, I miss baseball. Your gut feeling, does he come back before it's all done? Because there's not a... Him and Troy are working real hard to show a lot of emotion in the booth.
Obviously, Troy and Buck got paid. Yeah. Like, I'm not sitting here saying otherwise. But there hasn't been a good Monday Night Football game in a while.
Like, that's tough to do as a broadcaster,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, and like you said, they're trying to find words just to fill the air. Like, it has got to be just a tough time for him. And I don't know if they end up going back to Fox or not. But looking at it, right, if I'm Buck, I'm finding a way how to come back into baseball. Like, I'm surprised he's not allowed to do more of the Sunday night games, honestly, during the summertime.
I think with the new alignment of you know, Netflix getting involved and different corporations like that starting to broadcasting rights divvied up a little bit and that. I think they find a way for him to be back in it if he wants to. Obviously, on the other side of it, I have to believe he's enjoying his family life and a little bit more calmness overall. But a guy to that level, you can just tell it's like, you know what? Yeah, I'm okay getting back in there again. And I think even more now with the way he respects sports as much as he does, the way he was brought up to respect sports, the way he does, you know he's going to, that's meaningful him, that he's in the Baseball Hall of Fame, that he still wants to give back for receiving that award.
Yeah, I mean, that's the highest honor as a broadcaster.
For sure.
Like, there's no two ways about it. He gets inducted into the Hall of Fame, and you could tell, like, even the few games that he did with the Cardinals this summer, like, the passion's still there. So I obviously would love to see him get back into it, even as a guest appearance in a World Series game, just for the fun of it. Just get him out there and let him go. Because honestly, I do love listening to Buck. I think he's got a great way of presenting whatever he's trying to present.
Jumping over now, let's get right into the big boys. Philadelphia Phillies fans got to be a little bit happier right now. They got their guy back, Kyle Schwarber, back in the house. Had a little bit of competition at the end of the day. First, it was the Buccos at 120 or 130 or whatever, but then the Orioles were real at 150. But he went back home. He knew what he got. He knew the coaching staff. He knew everything about Philadelphia, right? So he went back home. Good moment for Philadelphia, I got to believe.
You think that's why the O's paid an extra $5 for Alonso?
Well, like, we'll talk about that.
I agree. Don't get me wrong. Obviously, that's a good move by Philadelphia. They probably, once the Pittsburgh Pirates offer got thrown out there, I'm sure the Philadelphia Phillies, and I'm sure Schwarber even said to them, like, listen, guys, they got 4-year 120. I want to come back. We're closer to winning a World Series than Pittsburgh is. I like the group of guys. Give me the 5th year, extra 30. And to be fair, like, I don't see his production slowing down. It's not like he's a player. Like, he's a DH, and I mean, he's posted, absolutely posted numbers.
Well, like we always talk about culture, right? And basically paying back the money that he's already earned. 150 over five, he's earned Philadelphia a lot more than 150. Blue-collared kid in a blue-collared city. You know, like that contract's paid for itself 10 times over. There's no question about it. And you know, you got to go in there before that announcement. You don't even realize what happens in the next 24 hours to the New York Mets in your own division. You're thinking, okay, we know the Braves are going to be better. They're going to be healthier, like we've always talked about. They don't have to do a lot of moves, the Braves. They're in good position. They got to do some smart moves. But New York, what are they going to do? What are they going to do? What are they going to do? They got Devin Williams. They're going to get Diaz back. All of a sudden, they don't. And I want to talk about the Mets a little bit later in the third segment, so let's go ahead. He goes off, all of a sudden the Dodgers. And credit to the Dodgers. I'm not even going to be mad at the Dodgers. They get Diaz. Well, they waited 5 weeks. They let the whole league have 5 weeks of Diaz before they signed him. And finally, they must have got tired of it and said, well, we can't feel sorry for ourselves. Everybody knows we need a reliever. We need a closer, a surefire closer to move Sasaki back into the rotation, hopefully. Let's go ahead and do it. That's a gut punch to the National League, but it's exactly what we've been talking about for 2-3 months now, right? I can't see a lot of movement in the National League other than trades and little things like that.
The sad thing is I don't even see it as a gut punch. Like, I get why you're saying that it's a gut punch, but to me it's not even a gut punch because everybody already knows the Dodgers are the Dodgers. Like, they're not going away. They're going to keep buying a dang good team. And you know what? End of the day, it's worked. I mean, once again, they used the deferral money to perfection. Minimal salary, high deferrals on Edwin Diaz's contract. Obviously not really, but I mean, still, it's a substantial amount of deferred money for a relief pitcher. What's an extra $10 million bucks sitting in there going to do or not? Anyways, Edwin Diaz joins them. That's a heck of a move to get him across the country. And you look at the Dodgers, like you said, it is what it is, man. 5 weeks, and no one wanted to throw an offer
for
out there.
$69 million?
Yeah. Like, three? I'm surprised teams didn't have 4-year 85 to 90. Like, at least. And that's kind of the way that I look at it. I mean, the guy's still post numbers. Like he's arguably the best reliever in baseball again.
Yeah, he's right back there. He's right back there. The numbers did it and stuff like that. So, I mean, and now I'll talk about the Mets a little bit or whatever, the back end of this segment. So, you know, it's been a devastating 24 hours for all our Mets fans out there. Devastating. Now, there's a lot of offseason going, but I don't even know where you begin now. And I guess, you know, we're going to talk about Alonso going to the Orioles for five. Orioles fans got to be elated. That's a two big thumpers in the lineup now. Now you go get your pitchers. The American League East is beautiful. It's beautiful. That's playoff games every single game. But I can't believe, good for Alonso. The bottom line, good for Alonso.
Good for Elias.
Good for Elias. Alonso went to the meetings this year.
Yeah.
Didn't let Boris do it.
Yeah.
He said, I'm going and sitting at the table now because I learned my lesson, even though that won't be public knowledge. And he got it done before he left the meeting. He obviously got it done, and they agreed. 5 years, 155, and justifiably. I mean, I get the defense. I get that. But just out of the respect, I got to believe he was just, he just must have had a lot of hate, even though that probably will never come out either.
Well, I'm
towards the Mets.
I'm kind of wondering, yeah, 100%. 100%. He has to have. Because the fact that he never got a long-term offer or anything like, that one blows my mind. And they even said, what, 2 or 3 years is kind of what they were looking at with him. Like, that is just completely disrespectful. Like you said, he's got, like, some of the highest statistics in terms of power and RBIs and that type of stuff in franchise history. Like, he's right up there with David Wright for majority of categories. Obviously not the average, but hey man, the guy is a 162 game player year after year. That's a heck of a get by the Orioles. That's a heck of a loss by the Mets. But anyways, Dirtbags, we'll be right back here after the break for the curtain call questions.
If your appliances can't handle the holiday hosting heat, December deal drops at Lowe's makes upgrading easy. Get up to 35% off select major appliances, and rewards members save an additional $40 on the Whirlpool electric range and the over-the-range microwave. Plus, get up to 60% off select ladders so you can deck all the halls. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/10. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details.
Blue sky.
Some people think nature is like this, but actually, it's like this. Mother Nature's not all sunshine and rainbows. Nature can be hotter than a sauna and colder than an Arctic skinny dip. That's why Columbia engineers everything we make for anything nature can throw at you. Columbia, engineered for whatever.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome to Cricket Wireless. Santa?
I've got to get Mrs. Claus a gift or I'm in a whole lot of trouble.
How about a single unlimited line? Only $35, plus a free Moto G 5G.
Dude, you're a lifesaver. Here, take a present.
Says it's for Timmy in Des Moines.
Never heard of him.
Join Cricket Nation and get a single line for $35 per month, plus a free Moto G 5G. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket may temporarily slow data speeds if the network is busy. Requires activation of new line on select unlimited plan or higher. Pay $40 first month. New lines only. First month service charge, tax, due, and sale fees. Terms and restrictions apply. Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. See CricketWireless.com for details.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call questions, Nolan. So thank you for sending them in to us. You know where you can do that, on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. If it's a personal question, you know you've got our guarantee that we'll get back in touch with you and help you navigate your baseball journey as a player, a parent, a coach, whatever it may be. So, and if it's time for the show, we'll try our very best to get them on. So obviously, Nolan, most of the dirtbags out there are certainly seeing the trend that we talked about way back in September with the National League versus the American League, what the offseason is going to look like. Obviously, we're only at the winter meetings. There's lots of time, lots of players to be had. Let's talk National League first. You're not seeing much movement there. You're seeing trades, speculation out there, but you're not seeing lots of movement. How do you, as general managers of the National League, what kind of process goes through your head? Do you look at going like the Cardinals and, you know, Pittsburgh's throwing money around or whatever? They're going to probably grab some guys or whatever and that. But for the most part, who knows? But do you look at investing heavily? Do you look at letting the kids come up and just say, hey, let's ride this out until the Dodgers are done with theirs or whatever and go from there?
Yeah, I mean, the National League is in a weird spot right now. Obviously, everybody knows the Dodgers right now, coming into the season, are World Series favorites. They're National League favorites. So, I mean, obviously, it's an uphill battle for any of these teams to get over top of that hump without somehow spending $200+ million. Because as close as the Brewers were last year, and honestly, I thought coming into the playoffs, they had the best team in baseball. You saw a Brewers team that you could tell was only $120 million. Like, they had no offense at the end of the day in the playoffs. And I get that the Dodgers had an elite pitching staff, but the Blue Jays hitting hit just as well. And I watched a Brewers team beat up on the Blue Jays a couple of times in the summer there. So, like, I'm looking at it, right? Unfortunately, I don't really know what moves there are for remaining free agents that are going to put you over the hump.
Well, that's the interesting thing I've been looking at. I mean, the owners versus the owners, there's got to be work done there. And the players are still getting, the marquee players are still getting the money. But it seems to be a lot more heavily loaded on the American side, American League side at this point in time, especially the American League East. I think the players are slowly going to be paying the piper because of that. And like I said, we talked about this, Dirtbag. So if I'm the rest of the league against the Dodgers, give them the credit they do. You see it, they play the industry card or whatever and that and keep everything close to their chest and don't make any real hard comments one way or the other because there's really nothing to say at the end of the day. But you and I talked about it, for example, yesterday. So big market, medium market, small market teams. Well, Pittsburgh. If you've never been to Pittsburgh, Dirtbags, that stadium is gorgeous. It is beautiful. Their colors are beautiful. That's a legendary team. Yes, they've been at the bottom for a long time now, struggling, but that's brought on by themselves. They can go out and make money just like every other team. And I'm not just picking on Pittsburgh. It's any other team like that. So I'm tired of that excuse to a degree. The owner's got to get over that and step up and get marketing machines, get this and that and everything else. They get revenue sharing. You better reinvest that revenue sharing because basically you're not spending your money. You're spending the big boys' money, right? So quit making excuses on it and stuff like that. You're right. I mean, the National League, I'm excited about it because you're going to see some good young players that you hear, good young prospects with every team. So that's exciting. But if we jump over to the American League, like we said, if you're in the American League, you're going all in because it's
wide open.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Like, I'm looking at
it. A lot more balanced.
I'm looking at it. Obviously, you got the AL East. Right now, after that Alonso move, The Orioles are at least creeping up on the Yankees, Red Sox, and the Blue Jays. Now, the Orioles, obviously, they need their boys to resort back to 2024 stats, and they need Jackson to continue doing what he did. But, and obviously, they need starting pitching help. I'm not going to sit here and say otherwise. Like, that team needs some starting pitching.
But they got tradability now?
Oh, no, that's it.
They and got they still some, have money.
Yeah, they got moves that they can make.
Two moves, that's, thing. Oh my God, that's the only a juggernaut
thing, the only thing that you got to be cautious of, if you're the Orioles, I get that you have Bucello signed long term, but the Adley Rutschman talk. Don't even start that with me. You guys got a franchise catcher. Don't trade Adley Rutschman.
Yeah, I mean, 2027, they've got, what is it, two guys on the payroll right now. And that's about it. Like Tyler O'Neill, I think, and, well, Alonso now. But after that, or Bassalo, they extended him and stuff like that. So they're in a really good place. They're in a great place to just continue growing. So all the American League East fans out there, I mean, sure, you're a little bit worried. Oh, my God, what do we need to do to get to the to win it and get to the playoffs again? But you've got to be excited. You're going to see the best baseball in all of baseball every time we're playing American League East teams. The Rays are still making quiet little moves. Steven Matz there, not official yet, but more or less.
I like that move. Yeah. Good pickup.
Veteran you know they're going to do their stuff.
Veteran lefty. He can swing it both ways, starter or reliever, and he posted numbers last year. Good fit.
Yeah, so if I'm the American League Central or the American League West, I'm going ahead and fighting still. Seattle looks good. Houston looks curious, right? Right now. Yeah. Detroit or Texas obviously looks curious. And the Athletics are trending in the right way. But I'm going out there figuring out all these leftover free agents, seeing what the money is versus trades. The Central as well. I'm definitely not trading to Tarik Skubal now. Unless I'm completely blown away, like they said. And I think you lost almost half the league, the National League. I'm wanting to trade for him. Might as well wait until he becomes a free agent and go against the Dodgers and see who wins him at the end of the day. Unless the Detroit Tigers decide to roll it back and pay him.
Which they should, obviously.
100%.
But, no, it's going to be interesting to see what this is. You said about the Seattle Mariners. The Seattle Mariners are an interesting team to me. Obviously, a couple outs away from being in the World Series there last year, lose to the Blue Jays in the ALCS. Obviously, this year, with the amount of Asians and high-profile Asians that are about to be coming over, like, the Mariners have some holes that they need to fill. And I'm looking at it, and I'd like to see them go out and get a Mooney Taka or I'm drawing a blank on the other guy's name. And then pair that up with Tatsu Ime. Like, if they could get Ime and one of those third base, first base slugging Asians, like, that all of a sudden is a good problem to have because now I have a Bryce Miller available for a trade. I have a Luis Castillo available for trade. Now I got six starting pitchers that I can trust.
Well, I had those trades, but I also had the Dodgers protocol where I can back them down to 150 innings each. Be ready for October.
Yeah.
Right? Same as the Jays. The Jays are very close to that type of stuff right now. So I can see them continuing moving in that direction and stuff like that. What about the Yankees? What do you see out of them? Yankees fans are getting a little anxious. They know they got to wait on Bellinger, maybe Tucker, one or the other. I don't see the Yankees actually going for Tucker unless they absolutely have to. I think they're comfortable with Bellinger. It's a matter of getting him signed, though.
Yeah, I'm at least floating Spencer Jones out there in trade talks right now. Because I got to assume they're going to get one of the outfielders between Bellinger and Kyle Tucker. Like, just with the way that the rest of the AL East has gone. And I don't know if Tucker would ever play for the Yankees. But I know at the end of the day, the Yankees have to be to heck with this tax thing that we're talking about. Like, they just got to spend the money if they want to get in that same level again. With the Blue Jays, probably going to be the Orioles and for sure the Red Sox this year. Because I'm looking at it, and yes, the Yankees just ran out a good team. But I don't know how Spencer Jones is going to be with the Yankees. I can't say he's going to be a Cody Bellinger. I can't say he's going to be a Kyle Tucker.
Boston Red Sox and the New York Mets fans going crazy right now. And like you said, you never want to react irrationally after disappointment. But both teams were in on Schwarber and Alonso, by all reports. Lose them both. You might have Bregman with the Red Sox, but he had a great contract, as you alluded to a couple of weeks ago and last week again, and he opted out. I'm not saying a deal doesn't get done still, but where do you maneuver if you're those guys? I mean, let's go with the Mets. You lost Alonso, a fan favorite, and you lost Diaz in 24 hours to clubhouse favorites and fan favorites. Well, how do you smooth the waters?
Well, is it Hazen, the general manager for the Diamondbacks?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this week was the first week that I heard him actually come out and say, okay, Keitel might be on the board.
Well, trades are looking more prevalent, right?
No, and that's the thing. Like, if Keitel's on the board, I mean, they were talking about it there last night on the network, and they said, like, hey, if Boston wants to go out there and get Keitel Marte, they got the ammunition to make it happen. Because Diamondbacks are looking for MLB-ready starting pitchers, and, I mean, they got enough young kids. Like, you throw in a Christian Campbell who's at least serviceable and under contract, or somebody to that effect, right? Like, I don't think, well, maybe you get a Marcelo Meyer back or somebody like that a little better. But still, I'm looking at it, right? Bo Bichette, obviously, they had a meeting with him the other day. Apparently, that went real well. I still don't see that necessarily being a fit.
I think if Steve Cohen is still running the team and not David Stearns with the Mets or whatever, and that he goes to A.J. Preller right now and says, let's do everything. I'll give you my whole minor league system. I want Tatis. I want Machado. I don't want any part of Bogarts. And what's it going to take for Merrill as well? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how that relationship's really going to work, evolve over a long time. He's staying in the background, Cohen. He's letting Stearns do his job. So he hired him for a reason. I believe that he's going to stay there. But time will tell on that one, Mets fans. You just got to ride this out, unfortunately. You know, we've all been there as fans and stuff like that. It's just your time, unfortunately. We feel bad for you. We really do. So let's jump over to Craig Breslow, the Red Sox. He's done some nice little pitching maneuvers. He's got some depth in the pitching. He's got tradability. But they also have some money, even though they're saying they don't. I don't think he has a choice. Now with the Orioles stepping up and the Rays continuing to do what they're doing. Or they're going to be back in the cellar again. He's got to step up somewhere.
Yeah. No, I mean, the LeBron James money needs to come out and play a little bit. Because he's a part of that Fenway Sports group, and I don't hear too much about him putting in money towards this team. Anyways, that jokes aside, they need another legitimate starting pitcher, I think, if they want to be real AL East contenders. Because I look at the Jays got five. Like, I'm not sitting there questioning one of the Jays' five starting pitchers right now on paper. I'm not sitting there questioning the top four guys on the Yankees. And that's including the rookie that they just called up, Schlittler, there in the playoffs. Like, the Rays are the race. The Orioles are going to make moves for pitching.
Yeah, they are. Now they are.
So, like, I'm looking at it. Boston, yes, obviously you got Crochet. You got Sonny Gray. Brian Bellow, I'm still waiting for him to be that ace.
Yeah.
Like, they've talked about that for years, that his ceiling was Pedro Martinez-esque. And I haven't even seen a fraction of Pedro.
So you still have player depth with the Red Sox, minor league prospects. Do you think he can back it up and maybe make a move for Edward Cabrera with the Marlins and get him in? Now, there's a volatility of inconsistency with Cabrera, but they've got the pitching development now, the Red Sox. You got to trust them. Do you think there's a move there maybe?
Yeah, I think there's a move there. I don't know if it's going to be Edward Cabrera. That would make a lot of sense. Obviously, hard-throwing lefty and everything like that. I think more Sandy Alcantara than Cabrera. I think Cabrera might stay with Miami, oddly enough. But I think Alcantara, he's only got, what, another couple of years or a year left on his contract? Like, to me, that's a move that makes sense for Boston.
And I look at Boston and I look at the Orioles in there as well, right? So again, American League East, you got to get her done. So Dirtbags, we could go on. And unfortunately, we just don't have the time. So thank you for sending in the curtain call questions. We're going to be back here in a second with Nolan's final thought.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship.
800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Yeah, so my final thought for this week, Robbie Thompson, congratulations, one-year deal. Sounds like he might have a new bench coach or some sort of coach in any capacity possible. Preston Mattingly went on the air, obviously, yesterday and was saying, hey, I've had basically talks with my dad about possibly joining the team in some sort of role. Don't know if he's going to be on the bench or what the deal is, but I hope Donnie Baseball comes back to baseball. Obviously, he's done a lot for the game, like we said. Should have been voted in today or on the weekend, but things didn't work out this time. Hopefully, if he does want to take any time off and the Phillies are open to him joining, that's always good for the game.
Yeah, absolutely. Fingers crossed on that one for sure. Great hiring for Philadelphia, no question about it. And congratulations to Rob Thompson, like you said. So, like I said at the top of the show, Dirtbags, unfortunately, no possible way of getting through all the stuff that's been happening this week at the winter meetings and stuff like that. WBC stuff that's been moving with players signing and getting them. Some of the American boys going to Team Puerto Rico even and stuff like that. Dave Roberts making the comment that he hadn't talked to Shohei Ohtani yet about not pitching. Preferred that he didn't pitch in the WBC. We'll talk about that as it gets closer to it and stuff. But that's one to be looking forward to come this March. There's no question it's shaping up to be another dandy, there's no question. So, again, thank you so much, Dirtbags, for being a part of the nation. Can't thank you enough. Sharing the message, sending in your curtain call questions, your personal questions, letting us be a part of your life day in, day out. And again, to all the servicemen and women around the world, thank you, thank you, thank you for doing what you do every day so we can do what we love to do here at the nation, and that's baseball in some way as a player, a parent, a coach, a fan, like we said. So that's the bottom line. There's no question about it. Again, if you're out there and you're training, you're competing, you're playing, you have tournaments, whatever it is, be that dirtbag on the field, off the field, in the stands as fans, parents, you know what we mean. you've been with us long enough, and if you're new to us, hey, it's about doing the right thing. It's about getting up, getting after it, and getting dirty and being accountable at all times, building the right culture, building the right personality, being the right person on the field, off the field. That's the bottom line. There's no question about it. That's the bottom line. So unfortunately, though, it is that time, dirtbags. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.